Coming up, a rare loss for the Boston Bruins and a blowout win for the Dallas Stars. This is Locked On Game to Game, NHL.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You are listening to Locked On Game to Game NHL. Local experts join us to go over the biggest stories on the ice. I am your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. The Dallas Stars could not be stopped in Buffalo last night. They scored 10 goals on the way to an obviously easy win over the Sabres. Locked On Stars tells us what got into the Dallas offense in that scoring spree.
The Dallas Stars put on an absolute offensive clinic in New York on Thursday night, beating the Buffalo Sabres 10-4. Hey, everybody, this is Dane Lewis with the Locked On Stars podcast. And we just witnessed one of the most insane games you'll ever see, where the Dallas Stars scored, yes, 10 goals as the road team against the Buffalo Sabres. They got goals from Wyatt Johnston, Joe Pavelski, Jamie Benn, Joel Kiviranta, Ryan Suter, Evgeny Dodonov, Radek Foxa twice, Roope Hintz, and Mason Marchment. An all-around offensive dominant performance. I mean, just, there's starting off a six-game road trip on the right foot with a win, and then there's what the Stars did on Thursday night in Western New York. And normally, if you see a team score four goals like the Buffalo Sabres did, you said, hey, they probably gave themselves a pretty good shot to win. And that's just not the case. The Stars put their foot on the pedal from the get-go in this game and did not lay off. Despite the Sabres' best efforts to get back into the matchup, the Stars just dominated the game on all fronts offensively. The only concern in this game is we did see Stars forward Tyler Seguin exit with some sort of injury during the first period, where he was then ruled out. And so we have to hope that Seguin is not too severely injured and that he will be okay and he'll be able to rejoin the team sooner rather than later. We'll talk about this game and its entirety and what it means for the Stars going forward during this long road trip on Friday's episode of Locked On Stars. Be sure to check us out either on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast absolutely free.
The Boston Bruins aren't used to losing this season at all. They certainly aren't used to losing a lead in the third period. Boston fans not happy probably after last night's effort. Locked On Bruins and Locked On Oilers go over an unlikely final in Boston.
Well, that was a bit of a weird loss for the Boston Bruins. This is Ian McLaren, host of Locked On Boston Bruins, and it was rare that the Bruins held Connor McDavid without a point and still managed to lose to the Edmonton Oilers. It's also rare for the Bruins to have a lead in the third period and to come out on the losing end. All of that happened tonight as the Oilers erased a 2-1 third period deficit, winning 3-2 on the strength of a Darnell Nurse goal with about 5 minutes remaining in this one. The Bruins, not their best game, a couple uncharacteristic gaffes in this one, specifically by Patrice Bergeron and Charlie McAvoy, leading to the tying goal. And this is one that they're going to want to forget, move on, and play Detroit over the weekend.
The Edmonton Oilers pull off the seemingly impossible, all without a point from Connor McDavid. Hi, my name is Brett Holden from Locked On Oilers, and heading into this game, the Boston Bruins hadn't lost in regulation after leading after the first and second period. However, tonight, the Edmonton Oilers beat the Bruins 3-2 at the Garden, and they did it all without Connor McDavid, as he didn't get a goal or an assist for the first game in 11 tries. Leon Draisaitl almost in the same boat, as he only got a secondary assist on the game-winning goal. Yes, it was all depth for the Edmonton Oilers after going down 2-0 in the first period, including a goal on the final shot and the first shot of the period, beating Stuart Skinner. It was the all Oilers after that. Evan Bouchard getting the scoring started for the Oilers in the second with his first in 43 games. Then it was the fourth line putting in work in the third period as Ryan McLeod put home the equalizer. And with 5 minutes left in the game, a point shot from Darnell Nurse squeaks through Jeremy Swayman. And that was all the Oilers needed to beat the Boston Bruins and pull off the seemingly impossible in Boston. Stuart Skinner locked it down after the first period, stopping all 18 shots. Fired his way for the final 40 minutes, stopping 26 of 28, helping the Edmonton Oilers improve to 36-22-8. And the Edmonton Oilers look to improve on that record when they head to Toronto on Saturday for a 5 o'clock puck drop on Hockey Night in Canada.
The Islanders went into the third period down a pair of goals, but managed to force overtime and then beat the Penguins in Pittsburgh. Locked On Islanders tells us how New York made that comeback happen.
Gil Martin of Locked On Islanders here. A dramatic come-from-behind win for the Islanders, down 3-1 on the road with 5.5 minutes left in the game, and they find a way to get it even before winning it on a breakaway goal by Brock Nelson in overtime. The Islanders were sluggish, did not play well for the first two periods, but desperation kicked in, and they were able to get the comeback, the tying goal coming in the final minute with the goaltender pulled for a sixth attacker. And the one thing you got to say about the Islanders, they did not quit in this game. And it's a dramatic, emotional win over one of the teams they're battling for one of those two wild card spots in the Eastern Conference. So a big win for the Isles. For more, listen to and watch the Locked On Islanders podcast with me, Gil Martin, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Golden Knights found a way to win on Thursday night, coming back to force overtime and then beat the Lightning in Tampa. Locked On Golden Knights gives us the recap of that gutsy win.
Hello, Golden Knights fans. Chris and Little Chris here, Locked On Vegas Golden Knights. The Golden Knights scratched, clawed, kicked, dove, battled, scrapped their way to a crazy 4-3 victory. Little Chris, who got two of those goals today?
Kolesar.
And?
Carlson. Kolesar, oh my god, his second goal of the season.
You stop it, Christopher. What a game by the Golden Knights. We had fisticuffs, we had line brawls, we had a little bit of everything. For everything Golden Knights hockey, please check out the Locked On Vegas Golden Knights podcast anywhere you find your podcast. Your team every day.
Woo! Coming up, the Kings continue to win, this time against the defending champs. This is Locked On Game to Game, NHL. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by Built Bar. They are the best tasting protein bars on the market because they are made with 100% real chocolate. And while they taste really great and come in dozens of different flavors, they're also good for you because they're high in protein, but low in sugar, low in carbs, and low in fat. And while you can always buy them at Built.com, you can now get them in person at Walmart and Sam's Club. If you head over to Walmart and get the 4-bar boxes, that's in the pharmacy section, or you can head to Sam's Club and get the 13-bar boxes. Those are coming in the puffs that have the protein-infused marshmallow, my personal favorite. Definitely want to try them out. Trust me, you will not regret it. Welcome back to Locked On Game to Game NHL. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you once again for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. The Hurricanes got 2 points to pad their lead in the Metro after a win over the Flyers last night. Locked On hosts from both teams join us with more.
Hey there, hockey fans. Jared Ellis here, host of Locked On Hurricanes. And tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes shut out the Philadelphia Flyers 1-0. This was Pyotr Kochetkov's first game back in the NHL since mid-January. Andrei Svechnikov was able to net the lone goal of the game, which was also a power play goal. The Hurricanes' power play has been really rolling since Shane Gostisbehere got here at the trade deadline, but this was not a pretty win by any means. The Hurricanes' puck management still was not great. Aside from the one power play goal, the Hurricanes' power play was still a bit not great, could have been better, but at the end of the day, the Hurricanes did do enough to come away with the win. That's two extra points to add to the lead in the Metro Division, as New Jersey is right on the Hurricanes' heels. But now it's all eyes to Saturday, and in the meantime, make sure you are following Locked On Hurricanes wherever you get your podcasts, and as always, let's go Canes.
Flyers played a strong defensive game against the Canes, but couldn't get enough offense going in this one to get on the board in the NHL debut for Tyson Forster. Hi, this is Rachel Donner with your quick reaction to the Flyers' 1-0 loss to the Carolina Hurricanes. Felix Sandstrom really had to stand tall against this Canes team that has a ton of offensive weapons. He was able to do so, stopping all but one shot while the Flyers were on the PK very early in the game. Flyers held the Canes to 28 shots overall, which is actually pretty solid considering they had to fend off four Canes power plays. Blocking shots was a huge factor for the Flyers staying in this one with 22 in the game. For more on this one and the Flyers all season long, tune into the Locked On Flyers podcast.
The Kings seemingly have the Avs number this season. They've got a couple of victories over them. Locked On Kings has more on a winning LA team right now, while Locked On Avalanche is obviously disappointed by last night's final.
The streaking LA Kings knock off the defending champs. Hi, I'm Eddie Garcia with the Locked On LA Kings podcast. The LA Kings won their season-high fifth straight game with a 5-2 victory over the defending Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche in Denver. LA jumping out to a 2-0 lead in the first period on goals from Adrian Kempe and Gabe Vilardi. Leading 2-1 in the third, Kempe scored his team-leading 32nd of the season, second of the game, and Colorado did make it 3-2 before Philip Deneau answered just 15 seconds later and then iced it with his second goal of the game into an empty net, and the Kings win 5-2. Goalie Jonas Korpisalo, one of the Kings' big trade deadline pickups, is now 2-0 with LA, allowing two goals on 30 shots and looking very comfortable in net with his new team. The only downer for the Kings was an injury to forward Kevin Fiala on a knee-on-knee hit. He briefly returned to the ice but then left again. We'll keep our fingers crossed he's okay. We'll have a full recap of the big win over the Avalanche on Friday's show. For more, check out Locked On LA Kings wherever you get your podcasts, your team every day.
All right, the Colorado Avalanche dropped this one 5-2 to the Los Angeles Kings in Denver, and it was a struggle this game. The Avalanche never really were in control, and when you get down 2-0 to a very strong Kings team, they just tightened up on defense, made things very difficult for the Avs. A couple times they got back into it down by one, but they'd give up another goal to go back down by two. It just seemed like an insurmountable mountain for the Avalanche.
And to make matters worse, this is off the heels of a 6-0 rout on San Jose the other day, and then to come out and play sloppy at home and lose to the Los Angeles Kings, going 0-2 against the Kings so far on the year. It's not what you want to see from the Avalanche.
No, the Avs do have the easiest schedule in the NHL for the rest of the season, but they did have some difficult games. This was one of them, so you want to see them win these ones. Just was not meant to be.
Ottawa making it hard on themselves in Seattle, but Claude Giroux played a bit of a hero, and they eventually got the win. Locked On Senators is here with all the details.
It was a win that was much closer than it needed to be, but a win nonetheless. I'm Ross Levitan from Locked On Senators, recapping a 5-4 victory for the Sens on the road in Seattle in a game that saw Claude Giroux will this team to victory. He had a goal and an assist both in the third period that propelled him to just 12 points away from 1,000. You had Patrick Brown score in his Senators debut, and Jacob Chychrun remained red hot, registering a goal and an assist. They had a 3-0 lead. They blew it, but a third period with two goals, one from Claude Giroux, the other from Alex DeBrincat, scoring the game winner with 2 minutes and 23 seconds left in this game, propels the Senators to just 4 points out of the playoffs. We get into all that and more on the postcast and tomorrow on Locked On Senators. Make sure you're following it wherever you get your podcasts. It's your team every day.
San Jose not showing much of anything this season. The Blues are the latest team to take advantage of that. Locked On Sharks is in to go over a myriad of issues for San Jose.
The Sharks' lost season continues in St. Louis. I'm Jade Young of Locked On Sharks, and the Sharks fall 4-2 to the St. Louis Blues, a game where, once again, the Sharks blow a lead. Erik Karlsson scored a goal in the first period, tying him now with a franchise record 83 points by a defenseman in a season, and that's only 66 games into the season. So Erik Karlsson, with his next point, will become the all-time franchise leader for defensemen in points for a season. Hertl also scored a goal. That's 3 goals in 4 games for Hertl. And Kaapo Kähkönen was solid tonight, but the Sharks, ever since the Timo Meier trade, have provided zero offense, especially on the power play. And this continued tonight against the Blues. So we'll full break down tonight's game on your next episode of Locked On Sharks, wherever you get podcasts.
The Devils using one of their trade additions to their advantage in Washington. Locked On Capitals goes over a tough matchup for the Caps.
The Washington Capitals fall to the New Jersey Devils in the shootout. Hi, this is Dan Holmey of Locked On Capitals. Well, the Capitals do in fact fall to the New Jersey Devils by a score of 3-2. They lose in the shootout. I was really hoping that the Capitals were going to be able to find a way to do it, but alas, they weren't able to do it. A four-round shootout ended with Timo Meier earning the Devils a 3-2 victory on the road. So the Timo Meier trade is already paying dividends for the New Jersey Devils. I guess if there's one thing I could say for the Capitals going forward, if you could use the Devils as a template of how to proceed in the future about how a team is getting younger and faster, I think that would really help the Capitals out in the future. But the Capitals did get on the board. Trevor Van Riemsdyk scores his 7th goal of the season to put the Caps ahead 1-0. Van Riemsdyk added to his career high goal total and now has recorded 7 points in his last 14 games. Dylan Strome also gets on the board, scores his 15th goal of the season to tie the game 2-2. Strome extends his point streak to 3 games. Darcy Kemper was dialed in the entire game despite the loss. He played a really big role in the Capitals even staying into this game. Darcy Kemper saved 38 of 40. And just taking a look at the score sheet out there, it was just the contributions of all the team together pulling on that collective rope that even ultimately kept the Capitals in this game at all. They were, you know, the New Jersey Devils are a much better team as far as the standings are concerned. So for the Capitals even to make it to the shootout was a bit of a victory, if you ask me. I'll have more on this for you tomorrow on Locked On Capitals, your team every day.
That's a wrap for this edition of Locked On Game to Game NHL. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Make sure you are subscribed to Locked On NHL and your favorite team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from. I'm Kanani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.